time has brought us. I believe God wants me to share with you. If tomorrow delays or dawns, it will be brand new opportunities that will appear in your life. And that's why we're optimistic about our future and not just looking behind us.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Intangible. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. It is on the screen. The word of the Lord reads like this: What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God made it grow. He gave the increase. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. Verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. I want you to look at close at verse 6. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. And then in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them like this divided or cloven tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I want to share with you a two-part message today. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit all day long. It's called Pentecost 2023. Today's message is entitled, it's unusual, The Intangible. The Intangible. The force behind all of that I read today. That which makes you grow. I can plant a seed, another can water it. But what makes it grow? It is the intangible, the invisible force that you can't see with your natural eye. But he invades your space and he wants to be recognized. We call him Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for the intangible anointing. As I share, I pray that you would be visible. That which is hidden would be revealed. Let it come alive in our hearts and minds. Help us to stop having events. And help us to recognize, Father, that we are the church empowered, invested in by the Holy Spirit. Use me for your glory. I decrease that you would increase, Holy Spirit. Use my lungs and my vocal cords to communicate your plan for your people. Bless every family, every relationship. Breathe fresh oxygen into it. Bless every ministry, every church, every member of the body of Christ. Breathe inspiration and power into it. thank you for the planting of the seed and the watering that happens when we do ministry, but only you can make it grow. So we yield to the invisible nutrients that you bring, your leading and guidance. Thank you for that. Make yourself known in this atmosphere. We will give you praise, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together and let's give him the glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm excited about Holy Spirit. Every time I teach on faith and the Holy Spirit, he moves. So expect a miracle this week. Expect something to happen unusual. Somebody called me. I said this a few weeks ago. God's going to bless somebody with 10,000. Somebody called me and said that 10,000 came in. And I feel it again. When you connect with the Holy Spirit, you can expect great things to happen. Come on, raise your level of expectation. I decree 10,000 tongues will give him praise, and $10,000 is coming into your account. Thank you, Lord. What kind of man is this? I can speak it. And it will happen because Holy Ghost is going to make it happen. He's going to make your money grow. He's going to make your money grow. Your tires are not going to wear out as fast. Your car is not going to need to go into the shop every week. God's going to make some stuff last. Even your shoes going to last longer. Your heels not going to break off when you dance. God is about to do something great in your life. Yeah. He's about to do something magnificent in your life. I want you to look and meditate on 1 Corinthians 3 verses 5 through 9 as Paul is talking about the church and what he does as a leader by planting. But he says, don't get it twisted. Apollos is a powerful, eloquent speaker. I work, Paul says, I'm speaking didactically, I work with miracle signs and wonders. But it only God can make seed grow in your heart. Just like parents, you can teach them all day, but if they don't apply it, if God doesn't work with them, they'll just sit in class and not really apply what they need to apply to their lives to become productive. We need God's intervention in our lives. Please make sure you educate your kids, not only academically, but talk to them about the God that they can't see. If it was good enough for my mama, it's good enough for me. It took them, glory to God, to another place. And amen. I want to make sure that I'm laying down proper track for the future, your future. I can help you to do this, that, and the other, but without God, it profits nothing. But I really want you to focus on Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. This is what we're talking about when it was fully come. The scripture says the Holy Spirit came. There are three manifestations that will follow this message. Cloven tongues as of fire. So I want you to write the word fire down in your notes. Expect the fire to burn. The second one, that suddenly there came a sound. Actually, the sound came first. So I want you to write the word sound down, noise. As of a rushing mighty wind. I want you to think about the word wind. So sound, wind, and fire will accompany this message. The sound would not just be the sound of wind, but I hear a horn blowing. Kenny? I hear a horn blowing. Even in your rise, God is going to allow the sound to accompany you. I can tell when the train is riding down. Our house is at least 3 miles from the track. But early in the morning, I can stand out on my porch and I can hear the train coming down the track because the sound travels. Many of us don't have sound accompanying us. I'm watching you do stuff, but I don't hear you coming down the track. But sound is about to accompany you. In other words, people don't have to necessarily see you. They will hear you. Choo, choo, choo. As you're coming down the track. And I need to hear you coming. Holy Ghost told me to tell you. He's going to not only send you forth, but a sound will accompany you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. The wind is going to blow as well. The wind is going to blow in your life, not to destroy you. Glory to God. Just imagine stepping on the scene, right? Stepping on the scene and suddenly wind starts blowing when you get up there. Oxygen will accompany you on the job. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A wind will blow away the chaff. A wind is going to blow away frivolous relationships. So only that which is stable will remain. So a sound, wind is coming. And fire will burn. This fire is a refiner's fire. A refiner's fire. It is not a destructive fire. This is not to burn up all your stuff. But it is to get rid of impurities. To burn out impurities. That the gold will be pure. Glory to God. So let God be God in your life. He's going to burn away impurities and allow that which is stable, that which is valuable, to remain. The sound and the wind will accompany your movements. Expect it. I'll be talking about that more as I'm going to speak on the Holy Spirit this week. This year is almost halfway gone. Thank you, Lord. Soon it will be completed. The year that has come and then it passed. And if you're waiting to get started, you're almost halfway done. Almost about to miss the whole year. We all talked about in January crossing over, man, this is going to be a beautiful year. But what have you done since this year has been recorded? Since we crossed over, it's time to get busy. You can't reclaim time once it's spent, nor can you redo it or undo it. Spend it wisely. We can't rest on the great accomplishments, the great distance time has brought us. I believe God wants me to share with you, if tomorrow delays or dawns, it will be brand new opportunities that will appear in your life. And that's why we're optimistic about our future and not just looking behind us. I was telling a group of people on Friday night that it's important for you to look through your window, your windshield, and not your rearview mirror. Many people are looking at their past and trying to navigate as they move forward. You got to look through your windshield. And each day, each year brings brand new opportunities for us to do greater things. Especially when we put our faith in Jesus as Lord of all. So I want to encourage you, let's move forward. We can't correct everything that happened in the past, but we can move forward knowing that God always inhabits the future. God is always taking us forward. He inhabits our future and the promises that he's provided for us. Where is God? God resides in his promise. If the promise has not come to pass yet, don't get discouraged. That's where God is. And he's beckoning us to draw toward his promise. Even in doing so, you will get refreshed as you move toward the promise. Where is God? He's in heaven. No, he's in the promise. Draw closer to the promise. Don't stop believing. Let's move forward. when we talk about Pentecost, we need to talk about the Holy Spirit. And one of the ways God has always tried to reveal himself to us, to get us to lean forward, to move forward, he's laid out in the scriptures gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I have a list of them. So listen at number one gift is the apostle. Well, how can I use the apostle? Don't worry about it. He was sent as a gift to help you to be the best that you can be. If the woman is an apostle, she's sent in the house to better you. With miraculous faculties to help you to succeed. The second gift is the prophet. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. The third gift is the evangelist, to teach the word around the world and to get people saved. The prophet should point you to destiny and to Christ. The apostle should establish you. The evangelist should get you saved. Evangelists shouldn't be going from church to church to raise money. Get the unpeople saved, the unsaved people saved. Pastors are the ring finger. They should go into covenant with you. You don't join a church to leave in 6 months. You join a church to grow, to stay in covenant. The teacher should be a force. And I just want to deputize many of you under the sound of my voice to become teachers in the house of the Lord. You can teach in 2 minutes. You don't have to have a pulpit to teach, but you should think about teaching and sharing. Even if it's in the back with the children, teach every so often. Let's get involved. We're about to erect several ministries here that are going to give you an opportunity to share, like Focus, like Divorce Care. We believe that God wants teachers to teach. Not only should we have an enrichment for marriages, but for people who are kind of in the wind right now. We believe God wants you to be ministered to as well. The next gift is exhortation. And if you believe you have the gift of exhortation, raise your right hand. If you believe you have the gift of exhortation. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. The one that exhorts is the one that can encourage and comfort the people of God from the word of God. Amen. Don't be afraid if you have that gift. We need you in the house of the Lord. The gift of exhortation and encouragement is the gift that was upon Barnabas. Amen. And if you know anything about the scripture, if it wasn't for Barnabas, you never would have seen Paul. Though Paul was the greater in terms of gifting, he was discouraged. He would not have come into the church because he persecuted the church. It was Barnabas that exhorted the man over a period of time. And if you read when Luke is recording the Acts of the Holy Spirit or the Acts of the Apostles, the Bible would say Barnabas, as he's writing, he says Barnabas and Paul, Barnabas and Paul. And then it shifts. It'll say Paul and Barnabas, which really tells us that Paul became the leader. But he would never have become the leader if it wasn't for Barnabas' exhortation. And we need it. There's some people who are gifted, but they will turn away from the body if we don't have you in place. That's why God has you there. And you don't need to be waving your hands in the air like you just don't care all of the time. You can exhort people without a microphone. The next gift is the gift of mercy. That is, when people are guilty, you can still show grace. Well, I'll preach over here. The church needs that. Well, church people are all hypocrites. That's why you need mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A man got stranded on an island for 20 years. When they showed up, he said, "Man, what is this hut right here?" He said, "It's my church house." But we saw the same type hut on the other side of the island. He said, "That was my other church house." "But you're the only one on the island." "Yeah." He said, "I had to leave that church because I showed up." In other words, if the church is perfect, when you show up, it's messed up. Not when they show up. when you showed up, it started getting messed up at that moment. We need mercy to cover us. So when somebody say, I can't go to church because, you know, those people are hypocrites, listen, they're hypocrites everywhere. Hypocrites on your job, hypocrites at Walmart, you still patronize it. You need to get past all of that. The enemy fights faith. Anytime you start moving toward your faith, you're going to have all of these problems. But mercy takes care of it. Thank you, Lord. Here's the next gift, giving. And we need a whole lot of gifted people here. That is the gift of giving. When you get money, you say in your heart, this is the gift. I got to break God off some. And I just decree and declare that 100% of us have this gift. Thank you, Lord. Here's another one. Write it down. The gift of leadership. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Well, Bishop, you haven't come into prophecy yet. Listen, back up. Holy Spirit gifts the church with leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. If you see a problem, maybe you need to connect with the church and start giving leadership to correct the problem. There's a lot of people that can talk about what they see wrong, but very seldom do we see solution bearers. We need leadership. Glory to God. Here's another one, administration. This is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 12, you see it, the gift of administration. This person manages the spiritual well-being of the systems in our church, administration, or in the body of Christ. Let Holy Spirit activate that. Here's another one, hospitality, the gift of hospitality. Holy Spirit is laying all of these gracelets on us. That's to be kind to everybody. To never cuss at people under your breath in the church. Attitude problems. We need an attitude adjustment. We need Holy Ghost to give us hospitality. Here's another one. Helps ministry. Helps ministry. You may not lead, but you want to help them, help and assist. Here's another one. The gift of excellence. The gift of excellence. It doesn't mean flawlessness. It means attention to details. That's what Holy Spirit wants us to have. Excellence. Here's another one. Generosity. Generosity and liberality. When we do something for somebody, we're generous as we do it. Some people need to be showered down. Others can just take a trickle. But you got to let the gift of generosity rest upon you and use wisdom in how to release it. Some people will give people who don't need it or they don't care so much that it's wasted. They cast pearl before swine because they're just generous with everybody. And you need wisdom in how to operate with generosity. Then we can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 with the 9 charisma gifts. And most of everybody is familiar with them. I didn't even mention them because we need these other gifts in operation within the house of the Lord. Holy Spirit came to gift the church with these gifts. And if he's in the midst of us, we should see them all. Not just the power gifts. Not just the gifts that grab microphones and move crowds. But the intangibles. The things that you don't see in your church, like kindness. Like love, like excellence. We have eradicated this statement. Take my mistakes for love. Why would you put that on me? To take your mistakes for love when you can have the gift of excellence. Why would I settle for your mistakes and turn it into love when you can do better? To gain a clear view of the intangible, please write this down. What it means for us today. Those hidden attributes of the Holy Spirit that we don't see. Even his person that we are not familiar with. Write it down. There are two words that you need to understand about the intangible gifts and the intangible person of the Holy Spirit. Number one is omniscience.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Intangible, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2305-2808. That's reference number 2305-2808.
The Atlantic hurricane season runs through November 30th, and you can save money on those much-needed supplies by taking advantage of the 2023 Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday until June 9th.
All men are invited to Father's Day breakfast at 9 a.m. on Saturday, June 17th at Golden Corral in Palm Bay. Check out the upcoming events tab in the Truth Revealed mobile app for details.
Vacation Bible School 2023 Ready, Set, Move is scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience. Scan the QR code, log on to our website, truthreveal.org, or check out the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade.
Abishai Inspired Men, mark your calendars for Bishop's Birthday Breakfast and the regularly scheduled AIM Monthly Fellowship on Saturday, July 8th at the Tides Club, Patrick Space Force Base. The cost is $25 and space is limited. Reserve your spot at the communication and promotion counter or at truthrevealed.org until Sunday, June 25th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day. Thank you.